A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, January the 18th, 2018. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Round Table, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Round Table, we are discussing the call by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women to take advantage of some of the business conferences and opportunities being offered by both the government and private organizations to ensure that they are not left out of the development of the country. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But ladies out there, as you know, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
We are also on the digital media. Don't forget to like our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7, as we are now live streaming on those platforms. Join in the conversation right now.
And don't forget that you can also get us on the internet. So you can go ahead and go to www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. And you can also reach us there now, as we are also live streaming on those pages. Welcome again, or if you're just joining us, welcome. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we're discussing the call by the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women to take advantage of some of the business conferences and opportunities being offered by both the government and private organizations to ensure that they are not left out of the development of the country. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
And the president of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, Divine Njugula, made this call following a poor showing by women at the Business Club Business Summit held at Mikkel's Hotel in Harare today. The meeting was addressed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The president also addressed a youth meeting in Harare as part of his preparation for the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, very soon.
And PJ, some critics have been calling for the president Mnangagwa to have a gender-based cabinet and put more women in influential positions. But others are, however, saying that women need to aggressively demand their space and should not be intimidated by the lack of adequate representation at government level.
Yes, and let's take a listen to what some of the participants at the business conference held in Harare today have to say.
Well, the main reason why there are fewer women here is a question of it's a question of attitude within ourselves. It's a mindset where women believe they don't belong to spaces like this, where big business is being discussed. It's unfortunate, that's the thinking. But it's a mindset we need to work on to ensure that more women begin to see that we belong in this space, where, you know, issues of economic growth are being talked about. We need to be there in our numbers, and we keep encouraging women to come to such places.
Some women in this sort of forum is very worrying, particularly for me, because then at the end of the day, we need to make sure that the aspect of our gender parity is addressed, it is dealt with, it is captured correctly, because ultimately the women carry the responsibility of implementing. Remember that even after leaving this, it is the women that eventually go and implement. So we want to see women at the forefront. Our constitution actually provides that 50% must be women. And today we're 10%. We want to see more women discussing, being part of the dialogue, being part of the decision making, being part of the policy making. And that must happen sooner rather than later, so that total development and progress is made for us.
To me, that was the most disappointing issue from this morning. And it's certainly something that I'm going to take on board if I ever get the opportunity to organize such a summit. His Excellency noted it as well. The problem is that the guest list was not compiled only by the Zimbabwe Business Club. It was compiled in other offices. And those offices were really concerned that key players in industry, in investment, would be represented. But as we know, the gender balance is very much tilted against women. So even in those key institutions, we tend to find more men than women. So it is really for that reason that we find that we had many more men than women. But even so, I believe that there are things that we could have done to try and ensure that the critical voices from women's business, from women's groups were heard. And I will certainly take that on as a lesson in the future should we ever organize such a summit.
We heard there from Mrs. Divine Lukula of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, and we also heard from businessman Shingi Munyeza and also lawyer Petina Gapa, who we last heard from. They also talking, they were at the meeting today, PJ, at the Mikus, and they're highlighting that it was disappointing not to see women actually as participants. Actually, Ms. Petina Gapa was on the panel, so she's one of the women who were there. So very interesting take there coming from those three.
Yes, yeah, quite interesting. And for the past few weeks that you've been away, we've also touched on the subject of his cabinet himself, the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, that it doesn't comprise, there is no gender balance in his cabinet itself. And I heard there from Petina Gapa that he also admitted that the compilation of the speakers on this meeting was really balanced against the women.
Yes, including, you know, I think one of the people that actually attended was saying that, like what Ms. Petina Gapa was saying, the president himself actually highlighted that he was disappointed at the lack of women at the conference. So I'm hoping that he takes that as a cue. Maybe women are saying, yes, if we're not there, you're going to notice. So, you know, next time we'll see something happening. I don't know. Let's wait and see.
It's also on the part of women. It's their job now to advance that admission that there are no women. There were no women at that meeting, but there is also no women in his cabinet.
Yes.
I hope that's an opening in itself. Siyalambulela kuhlelo lethu lwalamhlanje uhlelo asihluze nebo mama lapho esihluza khona izangkhathaze izandhluphe izandthuthuke ezabesifazane lamhlanje sikhangela ke abesifazane abakumabhizimusi abaphumelelayo lamacebo abangasinika wona ukuthi abanye abesifazana labo baphumelele kusimo saseZimbabwe esisaziyo ukuthi yenana umnotho welizwe awumanga kakuhle ezombusazwe lazo azimanga kakuhle nanku phela abesifazana lokho bekhalaza ukuthi abalakumelwa okugcweleyo kwezombusazwe ikakhulu ebandleni elibusayo kwamanje leZANU-PF ikakhulu kuhulumende lapho ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa akethe khona idale lakhe labamphathi ntambo ele cabinet kodwa ke abesifazane kukhanya vele balutshwane singakhangela njalo lasedale lephalamende uzananzelela ukuthi abesifazane labo balutshwane ezikhundleni zaphezulu zeZANU-PF abesifazane balutshwane. Sikhangele njalo la mabandla ezombusazwe amanye anjengabo MDCT uzafumana njalo ukuthi abesifazane abananzwa kangako njalo kabahlonitshwa. Ingathi ke lamhlanje uhlelo lwethu lukhokhelelwe umhlangano enziwe lamhlanje uqoqwe ngabehlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce for women ukuthi nana labo ba baphatheke abesifazana kwezamabhizimusi lapho ke president kume ngathi umkhokheli wale inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce unkosikazi Divine Ndlukula lapho akhuthaze khona abesifazana ukuthi nanana labo bangene kwezamabhizimusi baqunge isipindi labo batshikilisane labesilisa kwezamabhizimusi. Lokho kuphume emhlanganweni owenziwe lamhlanje eMichael's Hotel lapho khona lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye kade khona bakunanzelela ukuthi abesifazane kade bebalitshwane khona lapho emhlanganweni lo okukhalaze abaningi okugoqela oligqwetha ingcwethi yezemthetho unkosazana Petina Gapa laye ukhulumileyo ukuthi nanana ababebalutshwane ngempela abesifazane. Kodwa ke laye umongameli wakutsho ukuthi nanana akathakazelelanga akajabuleli ukuthi abesifazane bebengekho kulomhlangano. Ikho ke ekade ngikutshela uMavela sikhathi esikuthi asibeke isibonelo esihle kumbe ukuvuleka kwethuba lokuthi bakhulumisane lomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi laye agoqele abesifazane kumbe ngithi afake abesifazane akhethe abesifazane ukuthi bakhokhele ingatsha ezehlukeneyo zikahulumende ngoba kudale lakhe labaphathi nabo le cabinet lenangokwalo alilabo abesifazane abaningi. Ibandla lakhe ebukhokheleni alilabo abesifazane abaningi ngaphandle kwebuzana PF lapho kukhethwe khona unkosikazi oPamchinguri Kashiri ukuthi abe ngumgcini sihlalo weZanu PF. Otherwise kwezinye izihlalo zonke kulabesilisa.
Ichokwadi cho PJ kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi muchirongwa che Women's Roundtable chemadzimai tiri kutarisa kurudziro iri kupiwa iyo nemutungamiri wesangano reZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce amai Divine Ndlukula vari kukurudzira madzimai kuti aiwa madzimai gore rino wanikwa iwo muchipinda munyaya idzodzi dzemabhizimisi. Mai Ndlukula vanga vari kuti ivo nhasi vanga vari pamusangano wanga uri kukokerwa kuMichael's Hotel wemabhizimisi asi vazhinji vanga vari pamusangano uyu vanga vari varume uyezve musangano uyu wawanikwa iwo uchipindwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vataurawo zveivo kuti vanga vari kuda kuona madzimai achiti wandei kumisangano yakadai. Asi sekutaura kwatamboita naPJ kuti chimwe chiri kunyanyonetsa vamwe ndechekuti iyo hurumende yavaMnangagwa haina makurukota emadzimai akawanda saka ndozvimwe zviri kuchema chema vanhu. Asi amai Ndlukula vari kuti aiwa izvi hazvifanira kukudzora rai mashure semadzimai endai kana muchinge madeidzwa kumisangano yakadai nekuti ndiko kunobva waro wekuti nyika iri kuenda sei imo maturi kupinda umo. Regai timbonzwa zvataurwa naamai Ndlukula pamusangano uyu.
Madzimai tichiri kunaka kutya kwokufunga kuti kana zvinhu zvazvino zvine mapurezidendi zvaane nemakambani makuru zvita sezvonzi aisi nzvimbo yedu tinoona is not our space ndo nzvimbo yedu saka tiri kuedza patinogona through maorganizations atiri kubatsira namadzimai kuti vazive kuti inzvimbo yedu tiroda kutopinda iwayo mabhizinesi makuru iwayo saka tiri kuramba tichingokurudzira madzimai kuti ngavauye ngavasashota ngavasashayikwa kwavanzwa kuti kune dziri kutaurwa zvemabasa anoenda kuti vabudirire ngavasvike ngavasakuva kuti indima yevarume chete
kuratina rom Zimbabwe and ingataure kuti imimi kana pamaona even vauya vehurumende madzimai amaona mangani saka inyaya inotobatidzira nenyika yose kuti tisimudzire madzimai zviri deliberate zviri sustainable kana zvinoramba zvichiitwa nguva nenguva kuitira kuti vaonekerwe nekuti ivo tichibva muno mumahofisi munomu tiri kuenda kumadzimai vasara vakabata zvinhu vasara vakabata mhuri vasara vachiendesa vana kuzvikoro vasara vachiita basa rakatokoshesesa chaivo saka zvakakosha kuti vange vari mumamiting akafana neanaya kuitira kuti ivo vazive kuti policy framework kana mataurirwo ari kuitwa zvinhu izvi ndiwo here nokuti kazhinji kacho ndiwo maimplementers kana ndiwo vanozoita basa racho saka chiripo ndechekuti tinoda kuti madzimai edu abudirire avanikwe constitution yedu inotaura kuti 50% representation inofanira kunga iripo ndo zvatoda kuona izvi nhasi kwakune less than 10% saka tinoda kuona zvichisvika kuma 20, 30, 40, 50 nenguva iri shomanana inotevera.
PJ tirikunzwapo vamunyeza vamira mira zvakare vachiti ivo vachitsinira mashoko amaindlukula kuti aiwa madzimai ngavawanikwe vachipindawo kumisangano yakadai nekuti ndipo kunobva waro wekuti nyika iri kuenda kupi asi taita rombo rakanaka PJ kwakune mutori wedu wenhau Patricia Mudadigwa anga ariko toda kuti timbonzwa kuti musangano uyu wanga uri wei chaizvo chaizvo saka regai tiende kuna Mudadigwa tinzwe kuti zvii zvaaonawo pamusangano iwoyu.
Vemabhizimusi nenyanzvi dzeupfumi vakurudzira mutungamiriri wenyika vamunangagwa kuti vazadzise mashoko avo ekuti utungamiriri hwavo huchakoshesa kuitwa kwemabhizimusi kwakasununguka munyika pamwe nekuudza vekunze kuti mari dzavo dzichange dzakachengetedzeka muzimbabwe. Muzvina bhizimusi Dr. Shingi Munyeza vati tarisiro yavo ndeyekuti vamunangagwa vazadzise zvavanotaura munyaya dzemabhizimusi. Vamunyeza vati vamunangagwa pavanoenda kumusangano weDavos vanofanirwa kutora mukana wekunochinja maonero anoitwa Zimbabwe nevemabhizimusi vekunze.
Asi chiripo ndechekuchinja kana kushandura maonero anoitwa Zimbabwe kana maonero anga achiitwa Zimbabwe kusvika panguva ine. Saka Davos zvekuti CEO venyika ndivo vari kuenda ikoko zvisati zvaitika zvakatokosha izvo nekuti vanhu vachabvunza mubvunzo ende zvandinodira president vatinavo iye zvino ndezvekuti havanzvengi mubvunzo vanopindura sezvauri kana zvichigoneka vanhu vataura kuti zvinogoneka kana zvisingagoneki. Now mainvestors ndozvavanoda havadi munhu ari kungotaura ari nechemudenga denga omu vanoda munhu waanotaura naye kuti kana tikauya tikaona izvi zvisingaitike tozoita sei vari kuratidzawo hanya yekuti ivo vari accessible. Saka ndo zvakanaka izvo narrative kana kuti maonerwo anoitwa Zimbabwe anotoshandurwa nekuti ivo vaenda hakuna zvatinowanzotarisira zvekuti kwazouya mari yakawanda aiwa inyaya yekuti maonero achinje kutaura kuti vanhu vanoda kuunza mari yavo kana kuinvesta kunoku zvinge zvakatochinja vabva vatotanga kuuya zvichatitore hazvo nguva izvozvo asi tine tariro yekuti zvaakuchifamba mugwara rakanaka.
Vamunyeza vati semuzvina bhizimusi vari kufara zvikuru kuti hurumende yavamunangagwa ine hanya yekugadzirisa zviga zvehurumende zvaitadzisa kubudirira kwevemabhizimusi.
Hai zvinofadza chatinowanzotarisa pane vatungamiriri venyika vepolitics ndechekuti vape gwara renumber 1 kuti pane policy framework iripo, number 2 kuti iyo government yacho ine political will kana kuti ine hanya nezvekuita nebasa iroro kuitira kuti zvienderere mberi. Mapolicies edu anga asina kumira zvakanaka saka zviri kuitika izvi zviri kuratidza kuti government iyi yaane shungu nehanya nekugadzirisa mapolicies anga asiri right.
Vanotungamira sangano reZimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce SNCC Amai Divine Ndlukula vatiwo semadzimai vari kufadzwa netaridzo yekuti nyika yeAfrica uye tarisiro yavo ndeyekuti vimbiso yekuti vanhu vaite mabhizimusi vakasununguka ichazadziswa. Amai Ndlukula vatiwo mukana wokuita kuti mabhizimusi asununguke zvinoita kuti mhuri dzibudirire.
Semadzimai tiri kuona nyaya yakanaka zvikuru kuti nyika yeAfrica kuti vawane mukana yokuita mabhizimisi avo vabudirire, nyika ibudirire nedzimhuri dzichibudirira zvakare. Saka tinotozvikudza zvikuru, tinongotarisira kuti sokutaura kwavanoita president tinotarisira kuti zvichaitwa nenzira iyoyo nemazvo. Zvikangoitwa saizvozvo hatinotona kuti nyika yedu inochinja manje manje.
Kweta uyezve vari munyora nemukurumbira Mushare Petina Gapa vatiwo vari kutarisira kuti vamunangagwa vatore mukana wokuenda kuDavos kunochenesa nyika kuti haichaiti zvemirishonga kuitira kuti vekunze vanoda kuzoita mabhizimusi vavo vakasununguka.
Mutungamiriri ari kuenda kuDavos akamirira kwete iye chete, kwete hurumende chete, akamirira nyika yese yeZimbabwe. Zvakadaro takatarisira kuti achataura kune vanhu kuti Zimbabwe yavhurika, kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuuya and pavanenge vachiuya kuno vanobatwa nerunyararo, hapana mhirizhonga inenge ichiitika. Vataura zvakare kuti zvakaitika kare zvakaitika kare. Tinofanira kuti titarisire kumberi. Saka isusu tinovimba kuti pavanenge vachienda pavachaenda kuDavos vachaenda neshoko iroro rekuti iye zvino tafurika uyezve takatarisira kumberi.
Vachipindura zvataurwa vamunangagwa vaudza vemabhizimusi ava kuti hurumende yatotanga kugadzirisa waro wekuti mabhizimusi abudirire. Vatiwo aya ndiwo mashoko avo kune vemabhizimusi kusanganisirawo vekunze ekuti Zimbabwe yavhurika kune vemabhizimusi vese.
First point is that Zimbabwe is open for business. What that means to each one of us.
Chekutanga ndechekuti Zimbabwe yavhurika kune vemabhizimusi. Zvogona kurira zvakasiyana siyana kwatiri, asi nedzisiro ndeyekuti tikupa mukana vemabhizimusi vaite vakasununguka. Tinobvumirana tese kuti tatadonha zvakanyanya munyaya dzeupfumi zvekuti tofanirwa kushanda pamwe chete kuti tizvigadzirise. Vekunzi vanozongowedzerawo pane zvatinenge taita kana tashanda pamwe chete takabatana.
Musangano World Economic Forum uri kutanga musi wa22 ndira. Aka ndike kutanga mutungamiriri weZimbabwe achienda kumusangano World Economic Forum mushure mekusaita izvi kwemakore akawanda pasi pehurumende yava Robert Mugabe, iyo yakabviswa nemauto gore rapera pasi pechirongwa cheOperation Restore Legacy. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndine Patricia Mudadigwa.
We heard their very comprehensive report, PJ, from one of our reporters on the ground, Patricia Mudadigwa. But we are lucky we actually have one of the participants that was at the event, Debbie Peters, a young entrepreneur, businesswoman. She's a blogger, she's social media, everything. Hi, Debbie, how are you?
I'm good, marvelous. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us a little bit about this meeting today. What's your takeaway?
Well, Zimbabwe is feeling very optimistic right now. We are we have a dynamic new president and a cabinet. And as you heard, you know, the president even has a real-time performance measurement system. Mm-hmm. He has this dashboard where he's tracking what the ministers are doing with colors to see who's doing well.
Wow.
So I'm expecting a lot from our government.
I heard also from some of the participants there that the gender representation was not looking very good. There were not as many women. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm not sure about the publicity of the event. Mm-hmm. I heard about it this morning when Neville Muchangwa called me, and I came in from New York yesterday, so I rushed over there. I would say maybe a quarter of the attendees were women, and the event was organized by the Zimbabwe Business Club with Tina Gapa, who's based in Europe, and Caleb. So, Patina had a panel discussion at the end, which they added. But just in general, I mean, women were not really that involved. And there was maybe one or two women who asked questions.
And what did President Mnangagwa actually say? I think I spoke to you earlier on, and you mentioned that he did actually highlight that there was a lack of women attendees. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the president acknowledges the lack of gender balance in Zimbabwe, whether at corporate level or with the new cabinet. As you know, initially we had maybe one or two women in the cabinet, and there was a bit of an uproar, and they added the Minister of Labor.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I spoke to the chairman of NASA, Robin Vela, about his portfolio companies. And saying the same thing, you know, there's not enough women who are on boards in Zimbabwe at the top management level, even though there are a lot of educated women. And, you know, women are in the majority in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
But what the president said was that the economy is tough. And in tough times, when the cake is small, obviously the men are in positions of power. So it tends to benefit more than women. And if anything, I think women have lost ground from where they were, say, 20 years ago, both in government and in corporate life.
Mm. Maybe to just round off, Debbie, I don't know how much time you're going to give me. If you're still available, would like to take somebody in, Debbie, we can push on hold. But if you'd like to go, I can just ask you one question and we're done. How is your time?
It's evening here.
Okay, so please hold on. We're going to go over to PJ. She has somebody that we want to speak to in the village. So please hold on. Go ahead, PJ.
Yeah. Siyawamukela kuhlelo lethu kusazana Victrice Matutu.
Ngiyabonga, sanibonani.
Yebo. mnyago mucha angkolo uti sigeza kulu masonke kulu mnyaga 2018. I was a Kurumoto student in 2017. Wakunanzelela ukuthi abesifazane bebengekho emhlanganweni lo, i-gender balance ibingekho impela. Kodwa ke vele umbuzo olabaningi ngothi vele yena la ku-cabinet yakhe usekunanzelele na ukuthi kakula abesifazane abalutshwana nxa lapho esinanzelela ukuthi emhlanganweni walamhlanje kade kungela abesifazane abeneleyo, bebekhona kodwa bebebalutshwane. Wena ke ngesimo esikhona eZimbabwe ubona abesifazana bephumelela na kwezokuthuthukiswa kwamabhizimusi?
Mina ngingakhala ma kukhetha i-cabinet vele ekuqaleni ukuthi abesifazana babethanga kakhulu ku-cabinet nganabekho. So lokho nje vele khona izinto esingabala kwi-economy la kumabhizinisi abesifazana eZimbabwe, ukungabi khona kwabomama ku-cabinet ka-president kuya kuwisa umdlandla kubomama ukungena ezintweni zebhizinisi endithi lokuthi baparticipate ku-economy yaseZimbabwe, ngoba kuhle kuyenza ukuthi sibone ngani sibheke baphansi singabantu besifazane. So kunzima, akukho lula nje ukuthi ucabange la ukuzibona usuphakathi lapho kumabhizinisi vele kokuqala singabhekelelwa ngaphezulu khona ngazo.
Kodwa
nxa ukuthi ubonile ukuthi abesifazane babalutshwane emhlanganweni wamabhizinisi akade ubizile, I think kuzomnikeza like iclue yokuthi abone ukuthi i-cabinet yakhe ukuba labesifazane abalutshwane yikho kwenza ukuthi la ku-economy abesifazane abengabonakali ekuthuthukiseni komnotho waseZimbabwe kumabhizinisi.
Ye, kodwa lina khona ngapho lise-South Africa liyakhuthazana njengabesifazane baseZimbabwe ukuthi lizithuthukise, liyenzani khona ngapho?
Yazi, into esesiyibonile ukuthi mase ngasasukumanga thina njengabomama sazithuthukisa thina, akekho umuntu ozovela ezulwini kumbe from ezweni azosela ukuthi siyithuthukise. Ezithizi manje sisicabangile kula ukuthi kunamanye amabhizinisi adominatha kakhulu ngabantu besilisa, and we lawo amabhizinisi adominatha kakhulu ngabantu besilisa yiwo lawo anemali, uyabona. So akusikho ukuthi sivalele ukuthi singene, mhlawumbe ukuthi kufike kuye ukuthi sicabange ukuthi lo ngumsebenzi owenziwa ngabantu besilisa, abantu besifazane, hayi kumele sithengise amatamatisi emgwaqweni sithole ama-R1 okuyinto engasiletheli eyasifakela ukudla okunengetafuleni. And njengamanje nje ngikhuluma mina njengo-tele edwendisini imbokodo, yilo mama oyi-1 ongene ku-construction la e-South Africa warejesta ikhampani yakhe, i-construction company yakhe kuyindlela yethu yokufuna ukuthi siphenetrate sibone ukuthi ku-business beye-construction thina njengabomama singafitha kanjani. So lo mama uthenjwe nkomo ungenile manje ku-graduate still ikhampani yakhe ye-construction, okuyindlela yethu yokusufuthi omama sibangenise bengenzena kumabhizinisi bengasalele kuthengiseni izidi lamatamatisi emgwaqweni okungangalikha bekuladelwa ukuthi vele ngumsebenzi womithi ibhizinisi labomama le. So omama siyazama ukuthi sibafake kumabhizinisi a-different ukuthi bengakusingadabi lothana ukuthi leyi like i-construction manje izinto zakobaba lezifuna iy'nsina kubantu ba-transistina, akula ku-transistina uyona ye-construction company umuntu akwenzayo. It's just ukuhaya abantu bakusebenzele. It's not like most only construction company ungumama uzabonakala emgwaqweni uthona usakha uvuba udaka and so forth.
Lilakho yini
njengalezi sifafake omama kumabhizinisi?
Lilazo yini inhlelo njengenkuthazo kaMongameli Mnangagwa yokuthi linake elisemazweni lisebenzelane labasekhaya? Lilo mcabango na onjalo ukuthi libe lamankampani amakhulu sibili kodwa lisebenzelana phakathi kwabesifazane baseSouth Africa abaseSouth Africa abahlala khona khathesi labaseZimbabwe?
Vele yazi sisebenza silapha eSouth Africa siphandle. Asifuni ukusebenza sila. Okusiphothisayo ukuthi sisebenze silapha yisimo. I-aim ukuthi siyosebenza sisekhaya. Like ma money njoba kutase kuthi hayi ku allocate izimali ezinje kuyathiwa imigwaqo allocate izisebenzi imali ezinje kuyathiwa lokhu lalokhu yami wona la ama-construction ama-construction company esifuna ukubavula la ufuna ukuthi siwasebenzise sisebenzelane labasekhaya lokho kuthi uma kuthiwa kuyathiwa umgwaqo kube yala i-construction ezoyakha umgwaqo le kube yikhampani yabomama ufuna kube lokusebenzisana vele ukuthi noma umuntu singaba la ikhampani lapha kunde sibe layo futhi eZimbabwe noma kube labo mama baseZimbabwe hayi ngezi same company esikwazi ukusebenzisana labo ukuthi noma singathi siyamaketha umsebenzi lapha futhi ayi sokuvule kumsebenzi wonje lapha na kuyashiwa into enje kube godini lapha na kufuna ukuyakhiwa yabona sino the construction yabo mama yomuntu ongumama ezathola ithenda yokuyakha egodini
ye libona angani inkuthazo eyenziwa ngumongameli Mnangagwa ile siqiniseko na uthembekile na nxa enxusa abeZimbabwe abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi babuye bazosungula amabhizimusi eZimbabwe.
Ngicabanga ukuthi inkulumo yakhe leyo kunxusa kwakhe akanashoni. Because masibhekile manje ama-public people abaningi abaseZimbabwe balakhe South Africa. So ukuthi nje vele azasebenze avuse umkhonomo waseZimbabwe kumele kuthakwe yinzi lokhu ukuthi anxuse abo-business people abalapha e-South Africa abaseZimbabwe ukuthi babuye ekhaya bezosebenza benze amabhizinisi abo kuvuka kuvuke i-economy yaseZimbabwe. Inokuthi angiboni ukuthi singathi kunxusa kwakhe kumbe ukuthi unxusele esiqinisweni vuku unxuso vele kumele kuyenzeka. I think kujenini ukunxusa kwakhe ngoba ayikho enye into engayenza sithatha yenza kanjani.
Bamthembile na abamabhizinisi abaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bazazithola izimali zabo.
Kunzima kukumthemba although esenza into kumele ayenze like ngokuthi sengathi nge-background yakhe kumbe nge-background yokubuswa kweZimbabwe akulula ukuthi athembakale uma ikhuluma into enjani. But I think kumele ukuthi kube khona indlela azayenza ngakhona ukuthi abantu baze bamthembe. Mhlawumbe kumele ukuthi uma esenza bekhulume senza yabo kungabi ukukhuluma nje ngomlomo but akhulume senza wenze ukuthi uqale ukuthagela i-trust from ama-business people.
Yeah. Hayi sibamba khonapha ecingweni sibe lokho esixoxa siyabonga ngokusipha leli thuba lokuthi sixoxe sonke uhlelo lwethu asiyihluzeni bomama. I was talking to Ms. Victrice Matutu. She's in South Africa. She's in an organization that's encouraging women to venture into business companies and so many other projects. So I was asking her if the business people in South Africa, the diasporans, Zimbabwean diasporans in South Africa, really trust His Excellency Mnangagwa that people should come and invest in Zimbabwe. Do they trust him? He said, not exactly, because the situation back in Zimbabwe is not really settled so much that they can trust him.
Interesting view right there. Debbie Peters, I'm not Muchiri Popa Narere.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yes, Debbie. Imbopinda mshona mwana wa mai. Timbotaura nejeru wa mai panapu. I know, ndakasangana newe, at another business meeting again at the Crown Plaza when I was in Zimbabwe. Iwewe sekuona kwako, tunaona vamnangagwa vachienda vachino kurudzira kunze kwenyika sekutora kwaita PJ kuti ku South Africa kuti dzokai kumba. Do you think kuti nyika yagadzirika kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vadzoke madzimai nyanya vachiita mabhizinesi imomo munyika?
Vane chivimbo here navamunangagwa.
Do you mind if I respond in English?
It's okay, go ahead.
I think that you know, I lived in the diaspora for many, many years. I was in the States for 10 years, South Africa for 3, and 2 in Nigeria. So I've been back for 4 years. There's nothing like home. This is a wonderful opportunity. We've been given a new chance. And in all fairness, I still go to South Africa. I was there the other day. The problems I see there, speaking for all of them, but there's a lot of them who are struggling. They're just getting by from hand to mouth. It's the same thing in the U.S. Home here where you have your home, you have, you know, your family. It makes up for everything. I think that if economy is fixed, if there are jobs for professionals like you, you and my mother went to school together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, with the education,
have out there. If the economy is, right now we've got like 90% unemployment. If there are jobs again, I'm sure all of you, let's say all of you outside, you would like to come back to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. So but, Debbie, let me just catch you there, just 1 minute. But do you think that, you know, people should put their trust in this call for them to return at this time before things are fixed?
I don't think you should get up and leave wholesale and come back because mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense. I came back 4 years ago
mm-hmm.
and I was working in a professional corporate situation until I came back to Zimbabwe. I'm fortunate in that I'm an entrepreneur and I come from an entrepreneurial family.
Mm.
So Zimbabweans were all traders. We're all hairdressers, they're all technicians. The men are all contractors. And we've gotten used to getting by on just small businesses. So there's none of that. If you don't have that inside you, the hustle to stand up on your own, then don't come back. If you need a paycheck and a security of a job,
mm-hmm.
perhaps just wait and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But as for the rest of us, we're in the system. I mean, we can, you know, sell a tomato tomorrow and get by. And that's how we all survive.
Mm. Mm-hmm. May I interject in there, Marv and Ms. Peters? A lot of people are asking, how do I get, if I'm Gumbo, Zimbabwe, Gumbo, Ku America, how do I remit my profits from Zimbabwe at the moment with the cash situation as it is?
I think we've lost somebody. Hello? I think we may have lost Miss Peters. One of the lines just cut, PJ, but...
Mm.
Ah, okay. Maybe we can ask her. Magadi kwa maicharamba. Hello? 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 Narezasha minuta zikuta PJ.
Nekuti vakawanda, Marv, they are worried that how are they going to get their monies if they invest in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
situation as it is with the banks, with the cash crisis, they are not able to remit their profits from Zimbabwe to other countries.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's try and see if we have somebody and I'll answer you because that question was asked while I was there. Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello, Ms. Charamba? PJ, I mean, on that, it's a business and it's a cat. I see. A subtora called with a tombo zoke out to tea, a tower river, wakati, rakutita, gatrutora, na Miss Debbie Peters, Vanessa, you were mushing up his miss. Arbutora, eat, akam dagazanai, Miss Peters, Vakamboga, Muno, New York, Vakashanda, Jeku, Nigeria, Vakashanda, South Africa, as one of Vakumuria, garage, it has a business, and those are catarot in the entrepreneur. Ndino bata zvakawanda wanda. Saka anga ari kuti iye kuti munhu sekubvunza kwaita ungoti wewe aiwa nhasi ndakusiya basa rangu panapa ndakuenda kutanga basa kuZimbabwe usati wanyatsoona kuti zvakamira sei hazvisi zvinhu zvingaitike pari zvino. Zvinoda kutanga wamboenda uchinoona kuti kwakamira sei wombogadzira tunhu kwako uchibvawo kuno kumbijana mbichana wozodzokera zvako kumusha asi ari kuti achitaura kudarozve. Aisi nguva yekuti ungangomira uchitarisa kuti regai timboonawo na Miss Peters variko kuti zviri kufamba sei iwe usiku.
It's not advisable.
Yes, you know, saka ndo zvandanzwa pane zvavataura asi ndanzwazve wavunza question yo PJ kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuti ivo vari kushushikana kuti ndikasiya upenyu hwangu hwekudiaspora kwandiri kugara nchingoti ndakunotanga kuZimbabwe nekuti kwanzi iko kunenge kushanaka zvino mari yangu ndinozoiburitsa sei.
Mm-hmm.
Ndo mufunzo uri kuramba uchibvunzwa nevanhu vazhinji ende ndakanga ndiri kuZimbabwe last week kwanga kune conference yevanhu vanoita zvetourism zvokushanya nekushanyirana
mm-hmm.
mufunzo iwoyo kavunzwa nemumwe anga aripo tour operator achibvunzwa vamangunjika
mm-hmm.
Reserve Bank governor vamangunjika vakati ndo zvinhu zvavari kutarisa izvozvo kuti vozvigadzirisa sei asi vaiti chikurusa kuti iwewe uve neukama nebhangi rako raunobhangira
mm-hmm.
asi kutaura nezvinozoitika zvakasiyana.
Mm-hmm.
Saka zvimwe zvezvinhu zvirikutaurika izvozvo PJ kuti madzimai mazhinji anoti tiri kunzwa zvamuri kutaura asi tova nevimbo here kungoti tosiya kwatiri ikoko tongowanikwa taakumusha
Matutu uloku konecimwe Yeah, umbuzo lo engikade sengifuna ukubuza uNkosazana Peters ukuthi kanti vele abaningi balombuzo omkhulu othi nxa ngingasungula ibhizimusi eZimbabwe kodwa ngingohlala kwelinye ilizwe ngilakho na ukuthola imali yami selike la ubuza la umbuzo lo ngizayithola njani imali yami iphuma eZimbabwe njengoba kulohlupho lwemali kangaka eZimbabwe.
Thina njengoba silapha eSouth Africa siyayizwa yonke le nto yokuthi abantu kumele babuye bazosebenzela ekhaya ama-business people bazekhaya or uku-investa eZimbabwe. Kufuna kuvele kungumbuzo nzima ukuthi u-investa ngani in a country engena currency. Imali yakhona uyithola kanjani? Of course ngibuzo esizibuza wona lathi lokhu siyafisa mpela uzosebenzela ukuthi senza ama-business ekhaya kodwa sizosebenza kanjani ma siyenza uku-export and importing izinto esizithengisayo rom ukuthi uyathengisa ufuna ukuthenga lapho yeZimbabwe uzofika uthengise ngani uthenga abantu bathenge i-ecocash imali le esemoyeni then usufuna ukuzobuya bhek ngapha uzosebenzisa that cash ukuthi uwode bhek again uwoda ngani imali yonke isesengase zizothenga out of Zimbabwe.
Selike la ubuza na umbuzo nalo ulithola impendulo bani?
Kahle impendulo esingathi ziyatholakala impendulo ke yatholakala ukuthi like bonke kusa renovate ngendlela ukuthi akusa renovate yonke
into iza in place under renovation
yabo kusa renovate yonke into manje ufana lokuthi abantu sebuyanqusa ukuthi ungaba right libuye because manje ngathi cha ngifani ngozalini.
Hayi bamba khona apha ecingweni marvelous interesting I ask it Mr. Matutu the same question that if you ask it this question and she says yes we've asked it several times and with the cash crisis in Zimbabwe the bank crisis and the bond note crisis the eco cash crisis we've been told that Zimbabwe is under renovation.
Very interesting there, but I think we lost Ms. Audrey Charamba earlier on. She represents an organization for people living with disabilities. Ms. Charamba Makadigo.
Siripo, do not represent an organization in on the women's space. Tichi tarisa nezvekuita amplify mazwi emadzimai nekukuburikidza nenhau dzebudiriro yemadzimai nekuti vanzwikewo vawanewo mukana pane zvavanenge vachiita mukuburikidza nebudiriro yenyika yedu.
Saka muri kuona sei nyaya pari zvino tiri kuona kuti madzimai ari kukurudzirwa kunzi ngaawanikwewo achioneka panyaya dzine chekuita nezveupfumi nhasi kwanga kune meeting kuMikuzo Hotel kwanga kuna vamunangagwa uyezve vamunangagwa tiri kunzwa kuti vanga vari kuti sei madzimai vari mashoma vari kuuya kumisangano yakadai seyemabhizimisi imi munozviona sei?
Toona kutoti pane nge panotori nenyaya nokuti kuti vamunangagwa vange vachibvunza it was a quick observation yekuti chero isu patanga tichitarisa nhau zvechokwadi you could just see kuti it was just a handful yemadzimai anga arimo saka mubvunzo unozouya ndewekuti anokoka ndiani akoka sei ashandisa criteria ipi kuti vanokodzera nevasingakodzeri ndevapi uye tiri kuti isusu panguva yacho iri kunzi ngatiuyei tese pamwe chete tichiita rebuild Zimbabwe tichigadziridza nyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika kana madzimai acho akasiyiwa from the onset zvakafanana nemurelay chokwadi kana ukayera wangosara uchazovabata vaenda mberi nhuna dzedu dzese dzagara dziripo namanje chero tichiti tine constitution iri kutaura 50-50 kana tikangoera tatamba kusiyiwa pane ino nguva tinozopindawo papi
Saka poitwa sei?
Kuti madzimai ari kungochema nekungochema nenha uyo kuti vari kukoka vacho, vari kukoka sei? Uye vari kukoka ani vachishaya kungotiwo room iite asi madzimai asi madzibaba.
Saka pogadziriswa sei apa maicharamba? Po pagadziriswa sei nekuti kana taona mutungamiri wenyika vachitaurawo zvavaonawo. Imi semadzimai zvii zvamuri kuita kuti murambe muchikuchidzirawo mamwe madzimai kuti vaonekwewo vachitora maspace vamataura?
Isusu tiri kutotarisira kuti pari zvino handiti ivo vamunangagwa vari kuita meet the people vachidhano kwose kwose. Tariro yedu chaiyo chaiyo ndeyekuti pavari kuita meet the people vachiita interact madzimai constituency yavanotokoshesawo within that spectrum, because tanzi tiri kusangana nema business executives idi maamakazara varume tirikutaura kuti zviri kureva kuti madzimai hatina here mabusiness women. We have amazing business women in Zimbabwe. Titori ne masangano hobo anosimudzira nekukurudzira mabhizinisi emadzimai, mawomen led initiatives. Saka tiri kuti yezvo tasiwa pamukana unowanhasi taakutarisira taona president vachisangana nemayouth. Taane tariro yokuti president vachasanganawo nemadzimai, ende kana chiti madzimai tichitaura the different categories of women, women that are advocates, women that are in business, women that are able, that are opinion leaders. Saka isusu tiri kutoti tiri kufara kuti vari kuita this dialogue, asi ngai translate zvino to action in terms of implementation ye constitution yedu, zvikuru sei section 56 iri kutaura nhau dzegender parity. Hatisi kuzomirira zvedu kungoti tichati vachatishedza, asi tiri kutarisira nesuwo tichienda kwavari tiri kutarisirawo kuti naivowo vachititsvaga masystems avo avainawo in place to invite, to convene, to dialogue panenge panewo madzimai within that spectrum.
Asi ka vamwe vangabvunze maicharamba kuti imi madzimai mamboedza here kuvakoka, nekuti pane zvataona nhasi pachivhitivhiti vechidiki vanga vachitotaura kuti ivo vechidiki ndo vakakoka vamunangagwa kuti vauye kuzotaura navo. Utaona vachitaura navo nhasi vechidiki ava. Imi semadzimai muri kuungana here muchiti dai tambokokawo mutungamiri wenyika anzwewo nhuna dzedu?
Zvitori paurongwa hwedu izvozvo semadzimai, zvitoriwo paurongwa hwedu tichitisu even mamwe mainterventions atiri kuona. Tiri kuonawo first lady vachimhanya nekoko nokoko vachiedzawo kusimudzira the other social aspect, and we are saying she is an important stakeholder vanodawo kubatwa, but at the same time tinonida kuti titaure naivo vamunangagwa vachitinzwawo sekunzwa kwavari kuita makoko akasiyana siyana muno muZimbabwe, nokuti the woman's voice counts. And we believe kuti process is as important as the outcome. Hazvizoti matiri maningi kuti tizoti zvakafamba sei zvikazobuda sei, nyambati takatogara takasara. Saka tinotofanira kunge tiri at the table dialoguing and putting across our concerns and indicating the issues that we are actually very much concerned about.
Aiwa, mombobata makadaro. Regai timbotora mumwe mutere. Tiri kunzwa kuti namukoma Bernard, nyangwe zvedu tanga tichida madzimai, asi regai timbonzwa mukoma Bernard kuti pane zvavanazvo tongovati de muchidimbu, nekuti tine madzimai akamirira kufonerwa vari kuti tivafonere. Mukoma Bernard, makadii? Ehe, mungoti de muchidimbu, nekuti nhasi chirongwa chemadzimai, asi tangoti mbokupaiwo nguva. Hello? Zvabva zvaramba zvakona n'anga.
Murapwa
achidasi. Mukoma vachikinyidzira vakakwana.
Vakakwana but zvazoramba
pekupedzisira. CJ, tinenge tine problem pashona Facebook page, live stream yedu yadzima. Nguva yapfuura. uyezve pane vanga vari kutonyora ipapapa kuti panenge papindwa napongwe regai tingovaverenga gambe tiri vachunyi mupepswa ari kuti hackers are trying by all means to disturb zvechokwadi zvazoitika yabva yadonha live feed Joe Makotose hanzi tiri tese Jonao Maziva Nanganzi watching from Cape Town Phyllis Gatsi hanzi listening tiri pajoza Gladys Matongo ari kuti I'm following Blessing Onias Magan hanzi tiripo pajoza Samuel Damisa Mpofu hanzi available but Maeka zataurwa na mkoma gambe. Ava ita, aja ita. Life yudu nvayadu na meno kundevele uti mutiri live ire.
Ye, kukanya hapa isi ndevele niloke sikona. Umaki mteveta kwa lulu ujekeza. Kwela mana anzwa. Uti nana watching. Mina inyise Jaws, I mean Jaws. Nomsa negefane is watching. Sims nguwe uti watching you live from Mosel Bay, Western Cape, South Africa. Uti ena vele kufuneka umama, abantu abalesihelo, not amadoda, amakovu, asebenza, ukuhlohla ezikhwameni zabo kuphela. Welcome Yvonne Nyati, uti ngilalele, nilapha eBotswana. Uhlalani Nsiza, uti hi, watching from Beitbridge. Ruben Ndlovu, uti sivele sihlala sisebenzelana labo, abasekhaya. Benza nganti ababoni wabe sebinyelela na lo mzala wake mzala ushapu angwazi kuti mzala ngupi lo hanzi usupporta uhlelo lawe kuchikuti hanzi keep trying mzala where are you at work sawazi kuselise
Bearin my vanga vanenge vachitaudzana ipapa pa live feed
Samuelisiwe Ndlovu is watching. Ronica Maxi is watching from Georgia, Atlanta.
Let's also acknowledge some who are watching from the Studio 7 page. This is still live, but Shona page is not live. Yabe Yakata, Gideon Ramaphosa is watching from South Africa, Joe Burke. Andrea Manyengaru and on the other note my sincere condolences on the passing of Roy Bennett and wife we have not yet substantiated that news but this is coming from one of our people that are on the live feed Andrea Manyengaru Michael Simbarashe Tewe and watching Panopa Live Talk Rusere Farai watching from Botswana Kanye Richard Piri and I figure that much well balanced thank you, Richard. Johnson Dubians watching from Josie. Brian is in Namwe, live from South Africa. So, thank you all those Varipanopa live feed, VOA Studio 7. Also those that were on the live feed, VOA Shona, we thank you. Although live feed, Yashia Kata. Meno, anzi na mkuma panenge papinda maekaz. Zokera jeku pije, kubanyari kani vedu. Vachipi popa pano pano pachiru mwa chedu. Mnogo na mbotora vitri, soso inda kuna maicharamba.
Ye, inge ngangai kumatutu, wote ngusege abalaleli wetu kuti lilike i-Facebook page yetu, ikasletu ele VOA ndebele, njalo liabele ane labanye, share with others kuti labo balike, uhlelo lwetu ganyele kasletu, lingusa nilibe lwanengi, ukuze lilalele uhlelo lwetu kakuhle, urupeni lovai, siya kubona sivili, ukuthi nanana lokhe usisupporta njalo ululalele uhlelo lolo lokho uyibhala ku Facebook page yetu labo abale ncingo zabo abafuna bathintwe ngocingo khathezi khona lingafaka njalo inombolo zenu ekhasini lethu khona lapha eLVOA ndebele silithinte ngocingo wathi sibuyeleke ku Mathuthu Mathuthu wena ubona angani nguzaphumelela na phansi kombuso kaMnumzana Mnangagwa ukuthi abesifazane abakubhizimusi bangabuyela sibili ekhaya bayesungula amabhizimusi abo khona ngale
yazi kunzima ukuthi ngi-predict lokho kodwa engingakutho ukuthi loba kuzophumelela kusezothatha isikhathi eside kona nje njengoba yena isebe wanothiswa ukungabi khona kwabantu abasifazane abaningi kule ibhizinisi ngabakelayo mhlawumbe sezotshintsha isitephu kodwa ukutshintsha kusezotshintsha kodwa kuzobasho isikhathi eside bazoba khona omama njengoba kunje lathi linje lisinikeza ithuba lokuthi sikhulume omama nabo kukhulunywe labo labesabayo bangene la iqhizeni ngokwakhe aku-accommodate mhlawumbe njengoba sinikeza ama-platform manje sokuzoba yi-chance yokuthi lathi sibenze isingene sifike lapho kodwa kusezothatha isikhathi
Ye. Yena ekubuyeni kwakhe le South Africa like laba lethuba na lokuthi lina njengabembokodo ezimbokodo ukuthi likhulume la.
No, our marketing director nguye oathendileyo but akazange asithole ithuba lokuthi akhulume la, but iathendile lathi meeting yabo business to pay ababeyizile lakhe ePretoria.
Yeah.
Ithuba lokuthi akhulume laye one on one akasalitholanga.
Yeah.
Mm. PJ rekati chivharisa timbotaura namai charamba. Mumbotisana nguro kuti mamwe mabusiness ati ari kubatwa nemadzimai imomo munyika. Uyezve oh, I understand her phone just dropped, PJ. Today our phones are just not in a very good mood, but we want to thank all those that are actually live streaming with us. Like I said earlier on the Shona page, the live stream got cut somewhere halfway through, so we are no longer live streaming from there. So if you were on that page, we thank you and we hope that you continue to like the page and to share it.
Yeah. Mkutazo bani, elakwelelo kugcina amathuthu. Singakagqiki uhlelo lwethu ngoba sokusele imizuzu ngathi emihlanu kuphela. Inkuthazo bani ukuze kuthuthukiswe umnotho wethu, kuthuthukiswe njalo abesifazane ukuze bangene labo ezikhundleni zamabhizimusi lasezikhundleni zombusazwe.
Okokuqala mina engikucelayo ukuthi ngizacela ukuthi abantu besifazana bangayisabi ipolitiki.
Yeah.
Inkinga ithi iqala kulapho ukuthi ukuze singabi baningi ku-cabinet le yabiyicabinet ngaleso sikhathi yikuthi abantu besifazane balutshwane ku-politics and then babe balutshwane ku-politics kuzayenza ukuthi sibe balutshwane sibabantu besifazane ku-cabinet okuzokwenza ukuthi laba ngapha phansi lokho abalutshwane abaphezulu abakuzamayo vele bazohlala betshwaye ukuthi bona balutshwane. So asiqaleni khona kwezombusazwe lapho njengabomama kungene sigcwalise iparlamente lelayo singomama then kuzoba lula ukuthi singenele ngezemabhizinisi besigcwalise iparlamente sesikhona ku-politics.
PJ would like to just acknowledge some that are on the Studio 7 page, which is still live at this moment. Christine is Zoe Dube saying, I'm watching from Haroy on the hill. Thank you, Christine. Tulani Sekenyans watching from Bulawayo. Bekeleka Fortunate Morgan Anzi. I mean, no language. I knew about PJ. Cannot see. I don't know, but maybe we cannot. Lucia Stella Mabugu, also welcome and thank you for sharing the Studio 7 page and also liking the Studio 7 page. For those that were on the Shona page, sorry. Live feed ya katika pakati. Asi tunokutenda itaona vajinji, vanga vachijanya button re rakanzi share, tunokutenda PJ.
Yeah. Lokugcina njalo. Nkuthazo bani kumongameli Mnangagwa Madudu.
Umongameli Mnangagwa ukuthi ame elizini lakhe akhulume esenza engaphelele emlonyeni. Njalo omama ababhekelele. Next time cabinet cela ukuthi noma ngaba ngayi 50-50 kodwa kube yi 40-50 ukuze lasize sithi siyamukele yini. Bazokubusa kweZimbabwe.
Aqalisele kubandla lakhe leZanpia.
Yes, aqalisele khona kubandla lakhe leZanpia. Fanyithi vele lesa lasuka khona. Ukukhetha uba kupresident azakumele njalo contest ukuba kupresident. Iqala khona kubandla lakhe leZanpia. Akuqale phansi khona ngale. Kungabi ngomama bayi 3-4-5 abangena lapho esikhundleni zeZanpia. Abaqale khona ngale babangene sombane ezikhundleni. Kwenze kungase kukhuphuka kusiza kwi-national kubantwini bonke. Bafike omama bevele bebaningi.
Yeah. Hayi, mbongile kakhulu. Mathuthu ngokusiphathisa kuhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje. Khathesi isikhathi sethu kasisavumi, ngase siyaqhubekela phambili. Marvelous Mathuthu was encouraging women to step up.
Yes.
And get into politics.
Mm-hmm.
That way it will trickle down to other stakeholders like the business people, develop vendors into business people.
Yes, PJ, on that note, we want to thank our guest this evening, Debbie Peters. She's a businesswoman, entrepreneur, she said. She's a blogger, she's a writer, for having been one of our guests. Audrey Charamba, communications, gender and development specialist, for having contributed and, you know, giving us an insight. As Ms. Charamba said, she said the women organization are actually looking at engaging with the president to see whether they can get their share of the pie. And also, I think we can acknowledge Victress
Amatutu. She did contribute a lot, and we picked her thoughts, and she was really a great help in today's program.
Yes, PJ, on that exciting note, I think we're really coming to the end of our program, but we want to thank all those that were on our VOA Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. And please continue to like, share, and also continue to comment if you've got topics that you want us to discuss. Until next week, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Kwaselivalelisa okwamanje ngisithi asibeke ithuba elifanayo ngevikelizayo njalo liqhubekele phambili lisisekela ngupraxedis Jeremiah.